The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Chris Richards, CEO of Plant Healthcare. PHC is the ticker there. Chris, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you're a company I've watched. I've had them on my watch list for quite a while, so I think you're in a very interesting space, and it's only going to get sort of more interesting, I think. But you've recently raised some funds, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what you're doing next. But for people not familiar, Chris, with Plant Healthcare, can you just explain or summarise what the business is all about, please?
Absolutely. Plant healthcare is about cost-effective products for sustainable agriculture. Agriculture is moving more towards sustainability. The global demand for biological solutions, which is what we sell, is growing by 16% a year. And we are right in that sector. I'd like people to think about us in terms of our commercial business, which now stands on its own feet. It's profitable and cash generative and poised to grow much faster. But I also want investors to focus on our really exciting new generation pre-tech technology, which we call vaccines for plants.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds very interesting. So take us through. You just raised $10 million. How do you intend to invest those funds, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as I mentioned earlier, our commercial business is now profitable and cash generative. So it needs to stand on its own feet and doesn't need further outside equity investment at this point. However, our pre-tech vaccines for plants has huge potential. And when we sat down as a board a few months back, we said, look, we simply don't have the cash reserves to be able to exploit that platform to the full. Now, we've invested more than $20 million over the last year, in the last 8 years in pre-tech. And the exciting thing is we've got our very first launch of a product from the pre-tech platform, which is in Brazil and in later this year. But we've got a huge pipeline of products in the US, other products in South America and in the US, which we want to bring for the benefit of growers to help mainstream farmers be more sustainable. And the big opportunity for us is Europe. Europe is the largest market in the world for sustainable agriculture. And frankly, we do very little in Europe at the moment because we haven't had the money. So now that we've got this additional funding, which we've just raised, we're going to be able to accelerate the development of pre-tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you seem to have a strong positioning in sustainable agriculture. How can you justify, validate that going forward there, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good point, Justin. Lots of people make claims about sustainability. Why do we think we're justified in saying that? First of all, our products are classified, for example, by the Environmental Protection Agency of the US as low toxicity and zero residues, which is quite remarkable. And they are intended to help mainstream farmers reduce their use of pesticides, which are great products. I spent many, many years selling them, but they are toxic. So it's great if we can reduce the amount of pesticide being used. And in the European Union, for example, there's a new framework called Farm to Fork, which mandates a reduction in agrochemicals. And so farmers are really desperate to reduce the amount of agrochemicals they use. But I just want to spend 2 minutes, Justin, telling you about our really exciting new product in Brazil, which we recently named Saori. Now, Saori is going to be sold from later this year into soybeans in Brazil. There are 38 million hectares of soy in Brazil, world's largest producer. Commodity prices are very strong just now. And those farmers spend more than $2.5 billion a year on fungicides to control disease. Disease can be devastating. Now, what Saori does is it's really simple. When the farmer plants his seed, he includes Saori in his normal seed treatment regime. So it's something he already does. And what we've observed, and we've got fantastic demonstration plots all across Brazil this year, is first of all, the plants come up taller and stronger. They're more vigorous. And that also means that they're more able to withstand stress like drought. But very, very excitingly, we've confirmed that soybean seeds treated with saori result in soy with less disease. And that means that the farmers potentially can make a significant reduction in their fungicide applications, which benefits both the farmer in terms of economics, but also the planet in terms of sustainability, and allows the soy grower to produce more yield with less damage to the environment.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, cool. And just going back there, you said that the commercial business in plant healthcare will stand on its own feet from now on and show accelerated growth. So how are you going to achieve that, Chris?
Well, we were very pleased that although revenues were quite modest in 2020, $6.6 million, nonetheless, the commercial business made a small EBITDA and it was cash positive. And the additional growth, acceleration in growth we expect over the next few years comes principally from three very large markets where we only launched the products 2 years ago, Harpinor for beta, which is a very, very exciting product. Now, those are, first of all, Brazil sugarcane. There are 10 million hectares of sugarcane in Brazil. We trebled our sales there in 2020, and we anticipate further growth. We see that midterm as being a $15 million opportunity. The second one is U.S. corn, where again we launched in this case in 2019, and we nearly doubled sales in market in U.S. corn. And we expect that trend to continue, particularly right now with the very strong price of corn in the market. And lastly, also in the U.S., through our very strong partner, Wilbur Ellis, which is a $3.4 billion distributor, selling to fruits and vegetables right across the U.S., where sales doubled last year. Mm. So, we expect continued growth in that crop and those crops as well. So I hope you can see that in those three major markets where we've got very strong distribution partners, Harpinor for beta is now well established. Farmers are beginning to adopt it, and that should drive revenue growth and further increase consistent profit and cash flow in our commercial business over the coming years.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about coming years, you're planning to invest heavily in the Pretec peptide platform. What can we expect to see happen over the next 2-3 years with Pretec?
Well, Pretec is really, really exciting. I've already talked about saori in Brazil. But PHC279, which is the same active ingredient as saori, we've applied for registration in the U.S., with the Environmental Protection Agency, and we expect registration in the middle of next year. And then we're working with a very strong partner, Wilbur Ellis, to develop the product for fruits and vegetables in the U.S., and we expect several product launches to occur after the registration. So that's the first immediate target. But then Pretec, the vaccines for plants, are much more than about PHC279. We've got a whole pipeline of blockbuster products. The next one out of the traps, which we're very excited about, is PHC949. PHC949 has a completely different technical profile from PHC279. It goes for soil pests called nematodes, and we are getting control of those pests equivalent to toxic chemicals, which is quite remarkable. So we're going to apply for registration with the EPA in the middle of this year, and we expect to get registration about 18 months after that application. But we're also working with a new partner in South America, right across South America, in major crops with 949. And then on top of that, there's the opportunity in Europe, which will be a bunch of different crops right across Europe. So there's a lot that we're going to be doing with Pretec over the coming years.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Chris, every day on the podcast I highlight the top five most followed companies, and to get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button. So if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add plant healthcare to their watch list, please.
Well, the first, watch our growth in revenue from our existing commercial business over the next 2 years. Secondly, the really exciting pre-tech launches in Brazil this year and the US next year. And thirdly, although we're going to be investing additional money in developing the pre-tech platform, we are determined to make this company cash positive as quickly as we reasonably can, so that the company as a whole stands on its own feet and starts to generate profit for shareholders. And I should say at the end that I myself have invested my own cash in this. I hold 1% of the company, and I stood my corner in the last round. And the whole management team is very, very committed to this. The management team of Plant Healthcare came with me and also invested in this round. So our interests are very much aligned with those of the shareholders, Justin.
Excellent stuff. Chris, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Bye now.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.